This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Devices should be considered dangerous. Report any suspicious package to law enforcement, and it is worth repeating. Do not touch, do not move, do not handle any suspicious or unknown package. Leave it to the law enforcement professionals.
All right, so once again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the bombs. They say that now it's like 10 pipe bombs have been sent, including to the actor Robert De Niro. And it's pretty scary if you think about it. That's one take from a law enforcement, and now it's been narrowed down to possibly this could be somebody who's doing this in Florida. And if that's the case, I think they'll get him sooner rather than later, him or her. I'm assuming it's a guy because of what's happened here, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's true. So there was just the second day of devices and targets, and they were Democrats, and there was criticisms and, you know, poorly made, some incapable of exploding is what we're hearing. You have Governor Cuomo calling in the National Guard. You have the IEDs packed with shards of glass. The design apparently came from the internet, and there's all kinds of forensic clues that are popping up. And, you know, you have people saying fake bombs and calling and talking about fake bombs. So that's where we're at, and that's where we start here on America Tonight. When you look at the design, and somebody I know said this to me actually when they first started looking at it, that this looked like this was an internet thing. Like, this is something, you know, these are instructions that are out there from those idiots, ISIS and Al Qaeda, that they've got them all over the place. In fact, they think they're lifted from the Anarchist Cookbook, which is a notorious bomb and hacker manual that goes all the way back to the 70s. Nobody so far has claimed any sort of responsibility for the bombs. So that's pretty interesting. They're, you know, Nobody's doing that. What does it mean? Not necessarily anything. This could be anything. I mean, you know, it's been suggested it could be the Russians. It's been suggested it's just a hoax. It could be anything. And we don't know. But I do believe with the forensics they're pouring over, they're going to figure it out. I do. I think they're going to figure it out. How about the caravan? 800 troops are headed to the Mexican border. 800 troops. The caravan is washing toward, you know, washing toward, all the people are washing toward it, coming into the United States. So what's going to happen once they get there? The answer is they're not going to be let in. The president is saying, sorry, apply for citizenship. I feel for you, but it's not happening. So you have other people who are going across the border, and they're giving people sandwiches and water and trying to help the children and the women. And, you know, these are people that have been on their foot, some of them for a long trek, depending on where they jumped in. There are people handing out bedding and all kinds of stuff. And so far, some of the people that have slept overnight in certain areas are saying they've been very good about cleaning up whatever messes, that kind of thing. The eyeball count, because, you know, you really don't know the exact number, is about 4,000 to 5,000. 4,000 to 5,000 people is what it looks like. So getting closer, but when I say closer, still 1,000 miles from the nearest border crossing, if you're curious, McAllen, Texas. If they decide to go to Tijuana and that San Diego crossing is very famous, which there have been other people that have gone that way, it'll take them longer. There have been some who have applied for refuge in Mexico, and hundreds more have taken offers up of bus rides back to Honduras because they're exhausted, they're sick, some are getting harassed, and they're seeing how tough this is. Start off strong and then realize, ooh, not so easy. Then there's also other threats back home and threats on this road. So more troops to the border, you get there for what? You're not going to get over unless there's some other sneaky area where they're going to jump in, but it doesn't look that way at this point. It's not looking that way. Mm. Wow. To me, it's about the pipe bombs, what ultimately happens there. Was it just a scare? Was there more to it? Could they really have gone off? Who's responsible for it? The crude elementary way of putting it together, but using instructions that any of us could have gotten? Really? And then these people who are marching to get into the United States will absolutely be stopped. If there's 800 troops or however many, unless they split off, and then it's tougher to get to all the people, but I still don't think so with the Border Patrol. I have a friend that works for the Border Patrol, and they're in all of the areas we're talking about, McAllen and Tijuana, and even if it were to be Juarez, there are plenty of agents there, tons of agents that are there that are set to be let loose too, which is what they do anyway on a daily basis. Mm. The other thing that is getting a lot of attention, I think, is the stock market, because you've got the stock market, I believe, correcting, the high interest rates affecting it, depending on the stocks. But, you know, plunging from the peak of the market up a little bit, so not another down day heading into the weekend, but definitely some gains have been lost, but there have been sell-offs, too. I mean, the Dow overall is down like 77.1% for the month of October. S&P has fallen for 13 of the last 15 trading days. So we know, yeah. The numbers are seismic-like because we're not used to that, right? But it's all sort of coming together. And whatever negative news happens, it drives the stock market as well. I think the trade wars hit. I think the China problem is affecting that. There's a handful of reasons for the market to be that way. And then, of course, the easy one, the obvious one is the interest rates, the change in the interest rates, and watching some of the earnings reports be much more negative. And because of that, that's also driving it in the other direction. When we come back, as we get ready and set you up for the rest of the show, including, I'm going to introduce you to this really cool guy I met, Mayank Agrawal, who is the CEO and founder of a thing called Zen Space. I got to try it out. It's really neat. It'd make a great studio. It'd make a great man cave, or she cave even. And it's what's happening in a lot of different areas where they're looking for space. Stay with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. Let my fingers all be true.
Couple of different directions. How could I forget? It is cheap movie review time. Oh, Andy works so hard on our cheap movie reviews, and so many of you actually participate, so much so that I'm starting to get emails from people in Hollywood about getting different actors on and talking about different movies. Woohoo! It only took 10 years, but people are paying attention to America Tonight. Seriously, I say this, besides escaping in the man cave occasionally, what's the other thing? Running out to the movies and catching some of the good stuff that's out there when there are good movies out there. Because I'm a fan of Queen, you know, the rock group, We Are the Champions and all that. When that movie comes out next weekend, the other really wants to see it. So I think we'll probably go and see that. However, this time we're talking about Hunter Killer Indivisible and the first one, Johnny English Strikes Again. Roll it.
Looking particularly beautiful tonight.
You're looking particularly beautiful tonight.
identities of our serving agents have been exposed.
The country is in a state of complete chaos.
Can't the universe send me you?
Sir!
Yes, all right, Buff, we're going on a mission, not a honeymoon.
Yes, of course, sir.
Destination?
South of France, sir.
Arm the missile.
They're just cyclists, sir.
They're French cyclists, Buff. And they're obstructing Her Majesty's Secret Service. She's the key to this case.
I'm not sure I've ever met a man quite like you.
Let me clear up the uncertainty for you. You haven't. Virtual reality.
It's completely immersive and some people lose track of their actual surroundings.
I think we can pretty much guarantee that's not going to happen.
Tell me the agent you've got in the field is making some progress.
Target acquired. This is a job for the shoebox inflator.
Don't open it in the car!
Can you reach your door handle?
Not really, sir.
No one must have the slightest clue we're here. Till we meet again.
That was sooner than I expected.
Johnny English, oh, you guessed it. Pretty interesting. MI7 on the receiving end of a massive cyber attack. Johnny English is a geography teacher but spends most of his time training his young students about espionage. Anyway, it's real tongue-in-cheek, very funny. It would be a funny thing to watch streaming, I think. Emma Thompson's in it. Jake Lacey's in it. Some names you might recognize, or else you're sitting there listening to this and saying, who? Who? Rowan Atkinson is the star, and it's that series. So I would watch it, but I would watch it streaming. I wouldn't go see it in the big on a big screen, to be honest. All right, the next one does look pretty interesting. It's called Hunter Killer. Here it is.
Bow station. The Tampa Bay's gone missing just above the Calder Peninsula.
Sir, we've got a shootout under the ice. I told 6 feet you want a hunter killer.
We've been ordered to cross waters that no American sub has ever crossed before. Submerge the ship.
We are witnessing the most aggressive military buildup in Russian history.
We've been keeping tabs on Russian President and his defense minister, Durov. Oh, my God.
It's a coup.
We're dealing with a single rogue minister.
What if we could free President Zakharin?
We rescue the Russian president.
We have eyes and ears on the ground.
Captain, waiting orders.
We're going in with four of our boys and get one Russian president. We need a local navigator.
I risked my men. I risked my ship.
Because it was the right thing to do. This is about our future.
If we don't pull this off, it's going to be World War III.
You will be court-martialed.
Then it's my job to keep you alive long enough so you can testify.
Torpedoes in the water! Ship ready! Solution ready! Weapon ready!
5 seconds, sir.
Fire!
Did we just start a war?
No. But we might have still been the one.
Bow stations. That's a warship.
Black! Brace for impact!
All right, so it's an untested American sub captain who teams with the Navy SEALs to rescue the Russian president who's been kidnapped by a rogue general. You can get the picture there, Foreman. Gerard Butler is Captain Joe. Gary Oldman is in this. Common is in this. And Toby Stevens and a whole bunch of other people I know you would recognize. And it hasn't gotten great reviews, but I don't know. I think it could be interesting, and I like that kind of a movie anyway. So, Hunter Killer, the last movie, Indivisible. Here it is.
So today, 3rd and 4th platoons are going to sweep our next-door neighbors again. See if we can slow down the welcome gifts coming over the wall.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
15 months without this mess.
Get out! We've got to move! Head down the morning!
You're going to be okay.
They can call it a family readiness group, but nobody's ever really ready.
Divorce is filed in the last 3 months. The soldiers losing families and having nothing to go home to is not the stabilizing force we need around here.
Really?
Just let me get in. That's when other people's lives just part of your job description or something.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, well, my marriage is none of your business. You don't know anything about me or my family.
Hey, who's going to take this one?
Hey, this is for 2 RPGs, sir.
Get her down!
Couldn't save the chaplain.
So I guess do whatever it is you do.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Oh, we got you on the rooftop.
Get out of here!
I trusted in God to protect those men, and he did.
No, you trusted in God to do what you thought he ought to do.
I want to know why. I want to know why. And you somehow have it in you to show up for those men when you refuse to do it for your own wife and kids.
Those men need me.
I need you.
Their snare. Along the path, they have set traps to catch me.
Give it to them, Chappie.
That is the show, and that is the movie, and it's getting so. It's the true story, though, of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather when the war scars really comes to play in their marriage and how they come out the other side. I think that this definitely finds a home streaming, if not on the big screen. Stay with us.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't have
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. There is breaking news at this hour. CNN reporting the feds believe a few of the packages sent to 10 Democrats went through a mail facility near Miami, Florida. The FBI warning more devices may be out there, and the hunt for a suspect or suspects intensifies.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages that have been sent to several political leaders and a media outlet in the last few days.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking out as more packages surface. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro, a total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Sessions speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Opioid Addiction Conference.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
My keys don't cold, I'm wondering why.
Here on America Tonight. How you doing, America? You know when you go to those crowded places and you wish you could make a quiet phone call, you had a business call, you want to tape a podcast, you want to just shut your eyes for 2 seconds and then write that brilliant idea down? Well, and you could even be at a convention where you're laying on the floor trying to frantically find some quiet space. I ran into the founder and CEO of Zen Space, Mayank Agrawal, and he introduced me to what Zen Space was all about and how he came up with it. So I'm taking you to my moment in time at IMAX.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. I'm here with Mayank Agrawal, and you're going to take me into what is called Zen Space. This is your creation, so I'm excited to have this conversation with you today.
Thank you.
And how do we start here? What is this?
So this is where the magic starts. So you have a QR code you can scan with your phone, and it opens a website, zenspace.io, from which you can make a reservation. There's also a mobile app, which you can download from iOS and Android App Store. And the third way to do that is right on the display. So you can actually do an instant booking and pay with a credit card as well. And there is also an unlock button. So when you make a reservation, the Zen Space software sends you a 4-digit unlock code. And that code is valid for the time of the reservation. If you have made it reserved from 4 to 5, so the room is for you for 4 to 5.
Wow.
You come here, you type in the code. I have a magic code here, which I will try to use here. it accepts the code and it unlocks the door. So access code verified. This should ring alert for a second, and then we get in.
Here it goes. Right. Letting us in. Perfect. So, Lance, let's go in here and have a seat. Wow, and the lights come on, and this is how we. This is what it looks like inside. It's so comfortable. Does it sound good? I can't hear anything.
That's the idea. So there are three things which we think a business traveler needs. Quiet privacy, high-speed internet connection, and comfortable environment. And that's what we are striving for. So we want to... we have three configurations, one person phone booths, two people like us sitting in this two-seater setup, and a four-seater scenario where four people can. So those are three things. Comfort and privacy, internet, and access to your private space.
Tell us how you came up with this idea. I mean, what a brilliant idea.
Thank you. It's a simple story. I mean, I had invested in a smart technology product. In last year, April of last year is when I quit my job. I was in technology sales in Bay Area, San Francisco for last 10 years, pretty much. And when I quit my job, I started writing a business plan with a friend of mine, and I was doing a little bit of a touring. I was in India, and I was supposed to go to Germany right after that. But while in India, India is, by the way, can use this product quite nicely, because I think we have a big density of a lot of people and very few places. So I was in this tea shop in the morning. It's called Chayos. It's like Starbucks, if I have to compare it. And I was sitting there with him for 3 days consecutively. The only problem we had was the mice. And I said, you know what, we're building all this smart technology for making all these rooms smarter. Why can't we have a box for us here? And this guy, the owner of the tea shop, can actually make money for charging us, you know. And that idea did grow on me. I just, the whole night, I just did a Excel sheet. The next morning, ZenSpace, starts. That's the story.
So you're kicking off Zen Space really here at IMEX, which is the largest meeting planners, really convention. You have people from all over the world. You have people from all over the United States, and I can see they are really excited about this space and having that private time where they can just, I'm going to say, chill, do work, meet with somebody. Where else do you envision this going? Because I could see this at other conventions and whatnot.
You know, if I have to say my vision and Zen Space vision, I should say, is, a very simple question. If I ask you, where would you like to, you know, you come to a new city and you don't know this geography in the U.S. and you and I agree to meet, what would you search on the internet? What would be the first word you search on the internet? Where would you suggest me meeting?
Meeting space.
Meeting at one of the common answers I get is, let's meet, how about we search for a Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, Starbucks, of
you
course,
know?
Yeah.
So what I envision is, can that name become Zen Space? Can we, if you want to meet somewhere, how about let me search a Zen Space and let's meet somewhere? What that entails is any public space you can imagine, including a coffee shop, including a shopping mall, including an airport, convention centers, hotel lobbies, and there is enough of real estate out there. This box, this smart pod, as we call it, it enables that. It unlocks, unravels the space right here, like this floor. Just having this pod here, very easy to install, 2 hours up and running with a simple Wi-Fi internet connection. That's pretty much it.
What's the coolest thing about your creation, Zen Space, for you? Once you saw the whole thing come together from, these Starbucks meetings that we see, which I agree with you, there or Panera, I can't even eat my sandwich because everybody's meeting there.
Yeah.
So you see this need, you put it down, you see it come to fruition. What's the coolest thing about that for you?
I think, first off, I love looking at people when they come inside and they feel, you know what, it's loud out there. And once I get in, how calm and quiet it is. And this is my space. And the smile, you know, the positivity, that's actually the most, the coolest part. You know, so your space is my space, is my Zen space. That's how I see it. That's the best part of it.
And, you know, finally, you mentioned some of the places where it could pop up, how it would be for local vendors, etc. When you attack a map of the world and you think, I can visualize here, India, where you're from, and then you're in Silicon Valley and you can see people looking for meetings there, or Philadelphia, or wherever. How do you tackle the marketing of that and getting the word
now?
That's a very good question. And our chief marketing officer, who joined us a few months back, Ted, actually helped me in structuring the business a little bit. We were going after a very wide market. It's a massive market. I think it's a $1 trillion opportunity. It's billions of dollars of opportunity. Let's put it this way. And we were going all over the places, and then we thought that events and conventions is the highest density of business travelers, and the biggest need is loud, it's noisy, you don't have a good Wi-Fi connection, you can see people sitting on the floor all the time, finding a corner space where you can take a phone call, and that's where we believe that this is the Mecca of, this is the place where Zen space is required the most, and that's where we are focusing on. We are working with IMAX to make this pervasive, and definitely this has been one of the best shows we could have actually So events, conventions, it's for exposition managers, it's for venues like convention centers. We want to have them hosting them permanently. So that's actually where we are starting. Events and conventions, and then we will go after other verticals, which could be airports, probably the next stop for us.
Megan, thank you so much. I want to, could I pick you out so I can take a nap? I am exhausted. Oh, I am zenning out. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so it's very cool. You know, I wanted to make sure if you're listening to America Tonight that you could go and check it out and you could see what it looks like. So I actually posted the video that I did with Mayank on my fan page. And so if you go to my fan page, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, you like it and then you can see it. And it is a really cool space. It's got Wi-Fi, power and USB ports, display monitors if you want that, light, of course, and circulating air and smart locks. And I think he's right about the airport being another place for it because people are always, you hear them talking on their phone and then they can't hear back and then they are trying, you see people all plugged in all over the place. If something important is going down and you're just a traveling person for the company or whatever, then if you can go in and rent a space, how easy would that be? Because you can actually focus and nobody, they can walk around you. They're walking around the box, basically, but it would be your own little space. It's a great way to utilize the space. And then these events, like where I was at IMEX, you know, it's giant. There were so many people there. You couldn't help hear yourself think in some of the places. So now you have this off to the side and boom, you can, you know, it's got its space. You rent it and then you're in there. And it was really cool to see. So they're rolling them out at different conventions. They're doing one in Santa Clara in November. They're doing the IAEE Expo, which is in New Orleans in December. And I think it's something that will definitely take off. It's just a question of what verticals, as he was talking about, what verticals go when. And I would believe the airport would be up next because of now traveling a bunch. I can see what that's like, where you're trying to hear and everybody's sort of talking and it's just not private or quiet or any of that. And it's not tech enabled. It is, but then you can't find a plug-in because everybody's plugged in depending on the airport and how they have it set up. You know, for example, if you go to Chicago, you are hard pressed to find a great places to plug in. You're on the floor, sitting on the floor somewhere, having your iPhone basically plugged into the wall, if you can even find that outlet. And then there's other places that are a little more equipped, but it's the same thing because all of us, I don't care how old you are, you're running around with these phones that you got to power up and you're doing so much with them. And I'm a good example of that. No matter what I do, the batteries I carry, the whole thing, it's quickly the juice goes away. So if I could actually have a conversation that and not be so rude where everybody has to hear everything, I could be in that quiet space. I want to record some America Tonight in the Zen space. That would be fun, wouldn't it? I mean, because you're listening to me all over the country, and actually you're listening to me all over the world. So check out Kate Delaney fan page, and you can catch it there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
What a pleasure to welcome to the show Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. I know you've heard of it. It was launched back in July of 2015. And think about what has happened since then. Acquired by Walmart for $3 billion in August of 2016. Liza Landsman, this is so fascinating, was promoted from Chief Customer Officer to President, and a lot of people are talking about Jet.com. And, of course, Liza is at Dig South as well. Liza, thanks so much for popping on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I think everybody, in my world, everybody knows the story of Jet.com. For the few who don't, can you give us kind of a recap of how Jet.com got started?
Sure. Jet.com really got started out of an insight that e-commerce had been focused on innovating for speed and specialty, but no one had really focused on innovating around price, which is something we know a lot of Americans care a lot about. And we wanted to be able to deliver great value without sacrificing product or quality of service.
So it's interesting, when you focus on price like that, what you're really doing is looking at what people actually do when they shop online, which is go to a gazillion sites and find the best price. And you decided, well, maybe that should be our core business value. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that and also something that is far less sexy, which is the super glamorous world of supply chain reengineering.
Could you say that again, just so we can sort of revel in the sexiness of it?
Yes, I know. Everyone is like fanning themselves when I say supply chain reengineering.
And so what is supply chain reengineering for those of us who never once thought of this in our lives?
Sure. Well, when you think about what happens in most e-commerce, you put a few things in your basket, and each of those things most likely is getting shipped from someplace separate. And there's lots and lots of cost embedded in that shipping, which often you as a consumer are paying without even realizing it. And so what we have done is say every time you add something to your basket, and we give you lots of cues about how to do this in the best, smartest way so you can save the most money, we dynamically switch out through an algorithm how many different suppliers are sending you stuff so that we can optimize for the fewest number of shipments, shipping the shortest distance, which pulls a lot of cost out of actually delivering those products to you. So if you think about it, right, lots of people, when they talk about dynamic prices and driving down prices online, that's like saying you're going on a diet, but you're just pulling on a pair of Spanx. We're actually setting those pounds out of the system.
Wow. So you came up with the idea, it goes, you can tell you have something special. When did you know that? When did you know, wow, this thing has massive legs and I know people are going to come after us?
Well, you know, we try and keep ourselves honest every day, so I ask myself that question every morning and make sure more and more folks continue to respond that are interested in our value proposition. But I think we launched in July of 2015, and by October of 2015, we had about 1 million users, which put us just between Instagram and Spotify in terms of the list of fastest to 1 million users. And I think that was a really strong early signal to us that we had something that really resonated with consumers.
So I want to jump in here for a minute, because even though you've started out here saying what you did was engineer this thing that I can't even remember the name of, supply chain reengineering, right?
You're going to have a bumper sticker soon.
Yeah,
chain is the new black.
I'm so excited about it. But I do want to point to, I think, one other thing that was part of your secret sauce or your magic formula, because I don't want to overlook it. I want people to get a full view here. You were reengineering the supply chain, but from my outsider's perspective, you are also completely aware of the fact that if you didn't nail the marketing, your supply chain engineering wasn't going to make any difference at all. So can you address that part of the business model as well?
Well, sure, that's true, but we don't like to tell our supply chain engineers that. So let's just keep that part between us.
Okay, it's our little secret.
But that's really true. I mean, look, part of what we did, so the supply chain reengineering was kind of the how. The why to us, to a large part, was that e-com had largely been this very transactional, very kind of inhuman set of interactions that people had. And as it becomes a even more growing part of everyone's day-to-day life, we thought there was a better way to go about building a brand in e-commerce, one that could form an emotional connection with people, one that could, you know, not take itself too seriously and have some wit and personality. And so we really thought about building the brand in a way that was both scalable and very efficient, right, and grounded in a lot of the smart use of data in terms of how we invested our marketing dollars, but also one that just spoke to people like they were people. You know, we always like to say there are humans behind the brand, and we wanted to make sure that came through in the voice of all of our communications and marketing.
Wow. Liza, you talked about how quickly it was when you knew, boom, that you had the 1 million users. You had hit that mark so quickly from July to October. Now you realize, like I said, that there's going to be people that are going to come after you, and that's pretty exciting. You decide on Walmart. How surreal was that? What was that like?
Very surreal. I mean, everything happened really, really quickly. I mean, one of the things for folks who have worked in startups, you get this very bizarre kaleidoscoping of time, where every day is like a month long, but the weeks go by in about 2 seconds. And I think, you know, launch in July 2015, close the deal with Walmart in August of 2016. And I've worked at some pretty large, impressive, successful companies in my past, but you ain't seen scale till you've seen Walmart.
All right, so a little victory question here. The deal with Walmart is done. It's signed. Where were you, and what were you doing an hour later?
It was signed on a very late Sunday night, and I was up an hour later figuring out how quickly I could get to my office so we could tell the team, which is the most important thing for us, because rumors of the deal had come out a few days before we actually signed, and for lots of fun, complicated SEC reasons, we couldn't talk to the team about it. So with the signing behind us, we wanted to make sure that our teams on the ground had all the best information from us right away. It's a very exciting moment, but a lot of change, and really important for us to be in front of it with our teams.
And were you in Bentonville at that point, or were you in New York, or I mean, physically, where were you?
Physically, we were in Hoboken, which is where our offices are.
Okay.
As we like to say, half the price, twice the space.
Very much in keeping with the culture of Jet.com,
yeah,
I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
supply chain reengineering of office space.
Exactly. That's right. And the Hoboken Chamber of Commerce is not paying me to say that. But we've actually found them to be just a tremendous partner. As much as people always ask about, gosh, you know, is it a big change? And it is. There are remarkable similarities in our cultures. The focus on the consumer, the importance of community, and a strong sense of fairness and kind of respect for the individual in terms of our relationships with employees. So we found that partnership and that relationship more familiar than one might expect from the outside.
When I was asking you about an hour after the deal was done, where were you and what were you doing, I was really wondering, like, could you describe the champagne moment with us? I mean, at some point there must have been a champagne moment.
You know, actually, the champagne moment that we had was months and months and months and months later, because we signed the deal in August. It closed in September, which is pretty fast, but put us right into, you know, the heart of holiday season, which is our absolute busiest time of year. And so we had a whole company-wide celebration in late January that was both kind of a celebration of all we'd accomplished together leading up to the deal, celebration of an amazing second holiday season, and just a great time with great friends. You know, when you go through kind of the launch of something that big and the speed with which we had a big transitional transaction, these are folks that really feel like family in many ways. So that whole team party was, I would say, a great moment, I know for me personally, and I know for the whole management team, and no one else outside the company gets to see the photos.
I love that. Nobody gets to see the photos. Liza, hang on. We want to talk to you more about your appearance at Dig South and a few other quick things. So we're going to be back coming up in our next segment with Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.